This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through March 14, 2019. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Daylight saving time returns on Sunday morning, March 10th. On that date, at 2 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the clock will advance 1 hour to 3 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The clock advances an hour compared to the rotation of the Earth, and as a result, we lose an hour of sleep, and the late afternoon sky will still be bright at the time when we are accustomed to seeing the sunset. The moon brightens the evening sky this week as its phase waxes from crescent to first quarter on the 14th. It can be seen for a longer time on succeeding nights. Between the 7th and the 14th, its setting time advances from 7:02 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 1:53 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The planet Mercury can be seen at the end of civil twilight, or approximately 30 minutes after sunset. It will be very low above the horizon and due west. On Thursday, March 7th, conditions will be best for viewing Mercury at 6:20 p.m. Mercury will then be 8 degrees to the right of the slender crescent moon. Binoculars should be a helpful aid in finding these objects against the twilight glow. Mars is in the western sky when night falls. It appears as a moderately bright orange star gleaming against the otherwise dim background of the constellation Aries the Ram. The crescent moon will appear close to Mars on the 11th. The bright planets Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn are visible across the southeast sky at dawn. Venus is the brightest and closest to the southeast horizon when dawn starts. Saturn, in the constellation Sagittarius the Archer, is the golden spot between Venus and the second brightest planet, Jupiter. Jupiter is now in the constellation Ophiuchus the Snake Bearer. The bright orange star to the right of Jupiter is Antares in the heart of the imaginary figure of Scorpius the Scorpion. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, March 16th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.